Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So listen to this. Remember the awful college murders in Idaho, Scott? Mm-hmm. I can't even think about that. I really cannot even think about that case. But there is an interesting update today. A young woman claiming to be the DoorDash driver that night has emerged as a surprise witness at Brian Kohberger's trial, saying, quote, "I saw him there." A surprise second eyewitness has emerged in the Idaho student murders case and is expected to testify against Brian Kohberger at trial later this year. A woman who says she was the Idaho DoorDash driver who dropped off food to one of the victims minutes before those mass murders has emerged as a surprise second eyewitness to testify at the upcoming trial. She told police, "I saw him there." The purported driver revealed herself in a police body cam video from an alleged DUI stop taken in September 2024. The officer pulls her over, the witness, for drunk driving. And she says, I'm here. I have to testify in a big murder case here. I'm a DoorDash driver. The officer asks, "What case?" She says, "The murder case with the college girls. I'm the DoorDash driver. I saw Brian there. I parked right next to him." Now,
when was this pullover?
The pullover was later, but it says she may suffer from credibility issues after police accused her of driving while high. Here's the issue for Kohberger's defense. There is a photo at the crime scene of the DoorDash delivery. It looks like it's from
Ring.
Jack in the Box. No, it's a crime scene photo.
Oh,
and right outside the door where that god-awful crime happened, there is a jack-in-the-box DoorDash piece of food. My grievance this week is going to be those pop-ups. Look at that. There's the order. The DoorDash order from jack-in-the-box is right there on the front steps.
Okay.
So she may suffer from credibility issues because she had issues when she was pulled over later for drunk driving. DoorDash, the way DoorDash works, Sam, there will be an absolute confirmation of the time
the food was dropped off.
The food was dropped off.
The order was made.
Because, Sam, that's a GPS-based service, right? Like, anyone's ordered DoorDash, it'll say you can, like, click on the app and follow the driver and where's the driver.
You can see when the driver was where the driver was. Anyway.
Yes.
My God, the two of you are confusing the hell out of me.
If I order DoorDash, Scott, on my app, yes. Let's say I order Jack in the Box.
Okay.
I can follow the car of the driver that is delivering my order
right
to the door here. It will say the exact time that food is dropped off.
And they just leave it there, right? And
they just leave it there.
Leave it there at your door.
But the app will prove it's this woman that dropped it off.
I understand, but here's my point. If she saw him there, which is to say that he was parked out front, right?
Right.
Because there is no back parking at that house. You can only park in front of the house.
Correct.
When whoever opened the door to retrieve the food, because the bag is next to a kitchen sink, they didn't see Brian, what's his face out front?
Well, if you came to the door, Scott, just to grab food, whatever, you came to the door, you're not necessarily going to see who all's parked out there. If you're the DoorDash driver driving up to the door and there's a wacko sitting in the car next to you at 3 a.m., she is a very credible witness.
Okay, now go back to the her getting pulled over thing where she said, I have to testify at a murder hearing.
That is the reason it leaked out that there is a DoorDash driver witness, because someone requested the body cam from that pullover, and she says, I'm testifying in a murder trial. That's just how it leaked out that there's this witness.
This was not the same night that she dropped off the food. If nobody knew about her until she was pulled over for suspicion of driving intoxicated on weed or whatever, if nobody knew about her, why would she be going to testify?
Because by then they had already contacted her and said.
So they did know about
her. Yeah, because what happens, Scott, and you know this, as they start investigating the murders, they're looking, okay, is there Ring doorbell footage?
Got it.
Is there surveillance video around town that would have seen him?
Let's
look on their cell phones. And one of the victim's cell phones, the last thing she did before she was murdered, was order DoorDash.
Why didn't she come forward when this first happened?
As a DoorDash driver, would you necessarily put two and two together that you dropped off 15 orders that night and one of them happened to be at the place where this happened? I'm sure police contacted her.
Well, if your memory is that poor that you don't remember the house that you went to where four people were later killed.
She doesn't really have to remember that, Scott, because the app will tell police immediately that she was the DoorDash driver that was connected to that house.
She's got credibility issues. You know that. I mean, Dana, and you
and
I
smoke pot. Is that correct?
We've covered enough trials.
Yes,
you know she's got credibility problems.
But it certainly helps with the timeline. And if she looked over and can describe the car, I was right there.
Could you describe the car that you parked next to yesterday in any given location where you were?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Unless he was acting, you know, it's 3 a.m., 2 a.m., let's say it's 2 a.m.,
yeah.
Let's say she looks over and he looks like a homicidal maniac and he's got big bushy eyebrows and he gave her the creeps.
Well, here's what I would tell you is if he realizes a car pulled up right next to him, he's probably not going to do a lot of creeping at the moment.
Well, what if the murders had already happened?
As a female DoorDash driver who is dropping food off at 3 a.m., you're going to check your surroundings before you get out of that vehicle, right?
Bingo.
So she may have seen him sitting in the vehicle. He probably wasn't doing anything creepy, but she would notice a person sitting in a vehicle nearby.
Like a very tall guy sitting.
She could keep her eye on it while she was doing the drop off in case it was somebody creepy.
All right. But my point is, she seems to have for somebody who smokes weed, seems to have a really good memory. And I went to the grocery store today, shameless plug, Hy-Vee, on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that I parked next to an SUV because it was parked a little crooked in the spot. And I'm like, oh, are they going to ding me when they get in their car? If you told me to give you the make, model, or even the color.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. All I remember is it was an SUV. That's all
okay.
I remember.
Okay. Well, he's guilty anyway because his DNA's on the knife that was found under one of the bodies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it ain't looking good for the defense here.
I think he's guilty too, and I think there's plenty of evidence stacked against him that you don't need this one.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? All this is going to do is the defense is going to tear this DoorDasher apart.
Yeah.
So why even put her up to it? Because now, if I'm a juror, and you, as the prosecution, just brought in a witness that lacks credibility, to say the least.
Yeah.
And the defense just embarrassed her on the stand. Now I'm wondering about everybody else you're putting up on the stand. Now I've got some questions.
They will shred her on the high thing.
Oh, yeah. On the getting pulled over and
being
high.
So you're a stoner, is that correct?
How much weed do you smoke? Were you smoking weed the night that you did that DoorDash? I don't remember. But you do remember the car that you saw with the person inside of it. You want me to believe
that's
that?
That's fair.
Should have been a damn attorney.
Okay, then explain his DNA on the knife.
I can't. That's why I think he's guilty. I wouldn't. If I was a defense lawyer, the only way I'm taking this case is if the state forced me to.
Yeah.
And as for the kids inside the house not seeing him sitting outside when they collected the DoorDash order, if you're college kids and you're hanging out and you're near a college campus, it wouldn't be odd to have somebody in their vehicle outside of at 3 a.m. You wouldn't even notice it.
But if it was my house, it was a house.
Yeah, but You're in Western Shawnee. That's different.
I agree with Sam with the late night solo female DoorDash driver. Your head would be on a swivel.
Oh, it just would be. I don't disagree with Sam on that one either, nor you, since you agree with him. What I'm saying is I don't even have a law degree, and I could trash this woman on the stand. Just destroy her. Probably leave her in tears. And then now the jury is wondering, okay, what's going on here? They don't need, I mean, they got all this DNA. They've got another witness.
Yeah.
You know,
they have his cell phone.
Yeah.
Pinging.
They've got the pinging cell phones.
Right there.
They have evidence just from his cell phone traffic in weeks prior that he cased the joint, you know, that he stalked them potentially, allegedly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.